The following channeled message is brought to you by the Divine Love Sanctuary Foundation. The Foundation's mission is to awaken humankind to the wonders of divine love and to be channels of love, peace, and healing for our planet. Now, another celestial message.
I am here, your brother in Christ, Judas. It is said that when one puts their mind to a task, there's nothing too big or too small that cannot be accomplished. Well, there is some truth to this statement. For a focused mind is able to accomplish much. However, the mind being in the natural sphere is susceptible to both good and evil. When one puts their soul first and directs the mind, the heart opening what can be accomplished is always good and always embracing. For just simply the heart filled with compassion can do a great amount of good in what is sometimes referred to as secular humanism. That, of course, being in the human love. And yet, if the world were only filled with such love, it would be a very different place. When Jesus spoke about these things, and when asked, what is the greatest commandment? Or what is the best way to do the will of God? He would reply, in many ways, but mostly by saying this, as is recorded in the Gospels. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, with your whole mind and all your strength. And love your neighbor as yourself. And so you see, one is opening to the love of God, The other is addressing human love. For self-love is a human thing, and unworthiness comes from lack of self-love. For the self is truly the soul. And you may wonder, well, what about self-realization? Is this not the realization of God's love? Well, as some of you know, Yogananda certainly used this term, and also Christ consciousness. So yes, self-realization can be a form of God realization. But when one speaks of self-centeredness, that is a lack of love and a desire for that soul to seek love in many forms, some positive and some not so positive. For the world of addiction and war and greed and self-glorification all stem from souls who at some point feel unloved. There is a certain kind of exclusivity that often comes with self-centeredness, with self-realization, or better yet, God realization, realizing that you are a child of God, realizing that you are loved, realizing that God loves all his children and wishes them to receive his love. This is inclusive. So what this is all about in terms of self relating to God is activating the will to open the heart and the longings in every soul to be lifted, to be blessed, to be truly changed. This great love, as we have said many times, embraces both worlds, the natural and the divine. And this path leads to the celestial kingdom. May your love and the love of God embrace your world as we embrace you. Let all be blessed. may all be changed. May all be healed. And may every soul seek the great transformation in divine love. With all my love and blessings, I shall step back. I am your brother in Christ. I am Judas.
This has been a Divine Love Sanctuary Foundation channeled message presentation. For more Divine Love messages, visit DivineLoveSanctuary.com.